Here we are. Take 12. If you've listened this far and you haven't heard your name, well, I bet you know exactly what's coming now. Or maybe you don't have any idea. Could that be true? Could a person be that sick? Let's find out. But first, we have to start at the beginning of the worst day of my life. I wanted to tell Clay everything. How could I tell him anything anymore? It seemed like no matter what I did, I kept letting people down. I started thinking how everyone's lives would be better without me. And what does that feel like? It feels like nothing. Like a deep, endless, always blank nothing. And for those of you who will now be looking for signs everywhere, what does it really look like? Here's the scary thing, like nothing. It wasn't a short walk. I walked forever that night, from my old neighborhood where the houses were nicer than the one I lived in now. All the way up to the hill where the rich people live. Where you live. And from blocks away, I heard it. The music. The murmur of voices. The siren call of a party. You'd think I'd know better than to follow that call after Jessica's party. But my feet followed it. My mind and heart were still in the big, blank nothing. I was surprised to see Jessica at another party. But then I was surprised to see myself at another party.
Thank you, Anna.
And I can't explain it. But sitting there under the stars, I felt at peace for the first time in days. The way I see it, there are two different kinds of death. If you're lucky, you live a long life, and one day your body stops working and it's over.
Jesus Christ.
Relax. But if you're not lucky, you die a little bit. Over and over. Until you realize it's too late. I know some of you listening might think there was more I could have done. Or should have done. But I'd lost control. And in that moment, it felt like I was already dead. Thanks to you, Bryce. It finally lived up to my reputation. And I knew there was no way I could ever live that down. But I thought at least maybe I could set the record straight. So I started making a list, trying to piece together just exactly how my life had gone so wrong. And the names that came out. Life is unpredictable. And control is just an illusion. Sometimes all that unpredictability is overwhelming. It makes us feel small and powerless. And once I took a look back, and I finally understood how everything happened, I decided that no one would ever hurt me again.